the first episode of Stating the Obvious for the year 2015. Got my water bottle. Got my mug of hot tea. Got my bad attitude. I think we're ready to go. We're gonna do this. You wanna do this? Let's do this. My new ranting topic for the new year so far is poor people. I fucking had it with poor people. You know, I bitch about girls like all of last year. This year, this is going to be the year of poor people. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, miss, piss, and moan about how poor you are. You can shove your opinion up your poor ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Or there is another possibility. You might be poor and wrong, and I am right. How about them potatoes? Well, if you would just learn how to create value for other people, you wouldn't be poor anymore. And then you would have free time so that you could do things like this. You could found organizations like I have and have a podcast from which you launch the cruise missile of your intellect. Except, of course, if most of you out there attempted to launch a cruise missile of your intellect, it wouldn't go very far, because your intellect is about as flaccid as your cock. Then I have to put you out of your misery by mowing you down with the M60 machine gun. Greetings, my friends and my enemies. Greetings to rich people and poor people alike. I am the Great One himself. Founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. Go to the website. You'll see the Bitcoin address there. Give me Bitcoin. Remember when I said, give me enough Bitcoin, and I'll shut the fuck up. But until then, I'm going to keep on talking and keep on fucking hurting your little motherfucking feelings. The email address, if you want to send us an email, is God. That's dog spelled backwards. G-O-D. God. It's CYNLIBSOC. com. Check out the YouTube channel. Follow me on Twitter, CYNLIBSOC on Twitters. And of course, in the control room, right over there on the other side of the glass, is the lovely and adorable Randy, who is also not poor because she knows how to create value for other people. Plus, she's a chick. Chicks get money all the time, especially the hot chicks. Say, yeah, I'm a hot chick. Give me money. Because men, because we know this, right? Boys, men, gentlemen, guys. We're stupid, right? Hot chick. Here, have some money. Hey, you're attractive. Let me give you some of my money. It's what we do. We do this naturally. It's like we see hot chicks and we want to give them stuff. I mean, our cock, obviously. But we also want to give them resources because evolution, right? It's geared women up to be able to get resources from men. So that's what we do. Theme song for Stating the Obvious podcast is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour. It's off his 1984 album About Me. It's a song he wrote. I mean, About Me. It's off his 1984 album entitled About Face. And the song is about me, the song You Know I'm Right. Today is January 17th, 2015. Welcome to 2015. Welcome to a new year. 10 years, my friends. Over 10 years of stating the obvious. Yes. Fuck you. I love it. Well, you know, I'm podcasting. And my other favorite, well, why do you think your opinions about politics are more important than mine? Well, I don't know. Let's see, because I've been doing a motherfucking podcast discussing political philosophy and developing my thoughts on political philosophy for 10 fucking years. Your thoughts on political philosophy come from reading a bumper sticker and listening to Obama speeches. I wonder why I think you should take your opinions about political philosophy and shove them up your fucking ass. I can't figure it out. I must be an asshole. That's got to be the reason. Because your opinions, based on bumper stickers and Obama speeches, couldn't possibly be full of shit, could they? Hot tea. Love it. All right. Let's start off talking about poor people. So here's the deal. In one of my other lives, I teach people photography. And I charge money for this, right? Because I'm creating value for other people. I'm teaching them photography concepts, how to use their camera, answering their questions. I am creating value for other people. And so there's an exchange of value in return for the value I create for them. They create value for me. I give them value in the form of teaching them, answering their questions, expanding their knowledge, and they give me value in the form of giving me fiat money, which doesn't really have any value in any sort of objective sense. And we've talked about this before, how fiat currency actually has no value other than the fact that the people in a society are delusional about it. It's a group delusion. It's a group delusion that, for example, a dollar bill has any actual value other than as a piece of paper. You could do things, you can make a paper airplane out of it, you can light your cigar with it, whatever. But it doesn't really have any kind of objective value in the sense that gold has some value in that it looks pretty and you can make jewelry out of it, or that a gun has value in the sense that you can use it to defend yourself, or you can use it to shoot an animal and get food, or that fire has value in the sense that you can use fire to create light in the dark, or you can use fire to scare away wild animals, or you can use fire to cook your food, right? All of those things have an actual value. Even the knowledge I give to people when I teach them how to use their camera has value because the camera can be used to record images. Those images can be used for storing information. Those images can be used to communicate information. Those images can be exchanged for other goods and values that can be sold. So the camera has value, and of course teaching somebody to use the camera has value because in the process of enhancing their skills, I enhance their ability to use the camera to create value. But of course, fiat currency only has value as long as everybody pretends that it has value. There's nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Well, it does kind of. Everything has something to do with everything, right? Everything's interconnected. The wings of a butterfly, right? Except, of course, you can't explain this to the statist when you try to explain to them that the state destroys economic freedom. Well, no, of course it doesn't. But these same stupid hippies think that buying a hamburger at McDonald's destroys the rainforest. I rewatched just recently one of my favorite South Park episodes, season 3, the first episode, the Amazon rainforest episode. Oh my God, fuck the rainforest. That's a great. If you're not familiar with the South Park Amazon Rainforest episode, season 3, first episode of the season, fucking hilarious. Oh my God, one of my all-time favorites. And Cartman's all, yeah, you people, because they're down in South America, and Cartman's like, hey, you guys are poor, why don't you get jobs? And the teacher's like, you need to learn to respect other cultures. He's like, why don't they get jobs? It has nothing to do with respecting them. They're poor. Get a fucking job. Create value for other people. Hey, look, we came back to poor people. All right, let's talk about poor people. So I teach photography. So I get this email from this individual who is indicating that he is an older gentleman, and he got a new digital camera, and he doesn't know how to use it. Because he hasn't used digital cameras, he doesn't know anything about computers and all this other shit. And so, hold on a second. Randy, give me computer control for a second. Thank you. Oh no, I have control of the computer. Oh, you're screwed now. Begin downloading pornography. I don't need to download pornography, I can make my own pornography right here. Drop your drawers, girlfriend. OK. Okay. There it is. All right. So he's like, yeah, I want to meet with you. I need to learn how to use my camera. I need to get some critique on my photographs. I need to learn how to get my photographs off the computer and into the world. And I'm like, all right, you know, yeah, we can get together. So here's my prices. You're going to hear a lot of pauses as I stop to drink delicious hot tea. Not hot pee, hot tea. I have to be sure I enunciate on that or I'll sound like a freak. I am a freak, but I'm not into drinking pee. Two girls, one cup. Yes. Two girls, one mug. I'm... God damn it. See, it was really funny as I was telling Randy I really don't feel like recording today. I didn't think I was going to be in a good mood for it. And it's amazing. I stick a fucking microphone in front of my face and there it is. All of a sudden I am ready to go. Making hot pee jokes. Yes. All right. Hot pee. So here's the email. It says this. First, I don't know if I came off this way, but I am not looking for a handout. I pay. Now, keep in mind, on the website where I advertise teaching photography, it pretty fucking clearly states that it costs money. The price, I've learned over years that important shit, you got to put right up near the top. Right up at the motherfucking top, it says how much this cost. Because people do not fucking read. I get emails all the time for any of my assorted businesses. People are, well, how much does this cost? Do you do this? Do you do that? It's like, did you fucking read? Well, no, of course you didn't fucking read. And to an extent, I do understand it. When I'm on the website of somebody else, I'm looking for some information, I don't want to dig through a bunch of shit to find the information that I'm looking for. That's why I have learned that you gotta put the important shit near the top, separate it out so people don't have to dig through bullshit. I fucking 110 fucking percent get that. I totally get that. People on your website need to find the fucking relevant information quick and easy. So you put it near the top, you make it stand out. My prices and all the conditions of teaching are at the top. And they fucking stand. It's right there. All right. So he's not looking for a handout. He pays. That's what he tells me. Now, let's keep in mind. We've talked about this before. Let's talk about this again. Remember, whenever somebody tells you they do something or they don't do something or they have a particular trait or they don't have a particular trait or whatever it is, they're telling you this because it's not true. As I have said before, we'll say again right now, and we'll say for the motherfucking rest of my life, whatever people say about themselves is not the truth. You should never determine, conclude, deduce, judge who or what people are based on what they say about themselves. You should always base your conclusions about other people on their actions. Right? Practical applications. Again, someone who says to you, I am not a racist, is a fucking racist. If this person was not a racist, their lack of racism would be evident via the way they treat other people, their actions towards other people, the general way they interact with the world. They don't need to say to you, I am not a racist. It will be obvious. When people say, I believe in freedom of speech, and most of the time, anytime somebody says, I believe in freedom of speech, it's always followed by the phrase, but, and then they start telling you the speech that should be limited, which is, of course, the speech which is expressing opinions different than their own. When somebody tells you, oh, I'm never late, I'm always on time, you're looking at somebody who couldn't show up on time to save their lives. If people are always on time, they don't have to tell you they're on time. it will be obvious to you they're on time because they will fucking show up on time. Okay, whenever when somebody says to you, I am not looking for a handout, that is an indicator that this person is looking for a handout. People who are not looking for handouts, people who are going to pay the price, which is clearly listed on the fucking website, do not need to go out of their way to announce they're not looking for a handout. That's clue number one. He then continues to write, I will make a list, and he did tell me he had made a list, and it was a page long. This was later on. Maybe I'll read that email. We'll see what's in it. Anyway, I will make a list, but I really need a run-through with the camera. My photos seem to have no pop or wow to them. I just have to experiment more. Then how to download, store, and retrieve with ease. And I want your input on printers. So right now, he's asking me to teach him how to use his digital single-lens reflexive camera. He's never used a digital camera in his life. He is asking me to critique his photographs for their artistic merit. And he's asking me to teach him how to use a computer, because in earlier, he admitted he never even learned technology. He learned to type on a typewriter, and he doesn't know anything about computers. Well, he doesn't know much about computers. So he wants all of this. Now, we're already looking at a good 3-hour session, absolute minimum. Possibly 4, depending how deep we need to get into all this. All right, so he says he's got a half-page list, and then he says, contact me after the holidays, and we'll go from there. It's like, whoa. Here's clue number two. He wants something from me. He wants me to create value for him by teaching him to use his photography equipment. And he says to me, will you contact me after the holidays are over so we can set something up? Well, no. It's like, I don't call the grocery store and say, hey guys, I'm going to need some groceries after the holidays. After the holidays, contact me so I can come get some groceries. No, I want the fucking groceries. I need to go to the grocery store today. Randy, when we're done here, I do a grocery store run. Don't let me forget. Thanks. I don't expect the grocery store to fucking contact me so that I can go get some goddamn groceries. Why the fuck do I have to contact you so that you can get knowledge from me? All right. So I contact him after the holidays. We set up an appointment. Again, we set up the day, we set up the time, we set up the location. He knows the price. I made sure in an email I said, this is how much it cost. 2 hours of time, this amount of money. Minutes before we're supposed to meet, I get an email from this guy. The email says, can you call me at, I should give you his phone number, but I won't. I have some issues. We'll talk when you call. Okay. Flag number 3. Sending an email without any actual fucking details. Flag number 4. Saying that you have issues. If you're a 16-year-old girl, you can have issues. If you're not a 16-year-old girl, you should not be having issues. And red flag number 5, wanting to talk to me on the phone instead of just telling me what the fuck is going on in the email. Because this is an old, I know, you old people out there just fucking love talking on the phone. I get it, man. You're lonely. Nobody likes you, you're old, you want to talk on the fucking phone. I just, in the business world, in running my businesses, I can tell you that people who want me to call them are 100% of the time a complete waste of my time. I think I've had two times where people have wanted me to call them that I have called them back, and it's actually turned into an exchange of value. Other than that, anytime somebody sends me, hey, I'm interested in such and such, can you call me? It's like, no, because I know you're just a dipshit. If you're fucking interested, you'd say so in the goddamn email. Or my favorite, well, I have some questions. Can you call me and answer my questions? Well, no, you could ask your fucking questions in the email. But no, you're old. Not just old as an old person, been around the sun a bunch of times. I put this disclaimer all the time. I mean old mindset. I know, quote-unquote, old people who know how to use fucking email and can communicate. Okay, just because you're 70 years old doesn't mean you're in this category of old people I'm talking about. I'm talking about old people who have this old fucking mind, like this fucking salesman I ranted about who typed in all capital letters and called every fucking day. Well, we've got this. Yes, but it's blue. I don't fucking want blue. I need black. Do you have black? Well, no, but we have blue. I didn't fucking ask you if you had blue. I fucking need black. Black. Do you not fucking understand the difference between blue and black? Blue is not the new black. It's not. I want the old black. I want black. It's like ODB. Black. Black and motherfucking proud of it. All right? I want black. Are you too fucking dumb to understand this? Yes, you are, because you're old and you type emails in all capital letters. And I'm going to need you to die and get the fuck out of the way so that a young person can do your job and do your job better than you can. Okay. So we have our issues. By we, I mean him. What? Yes, sorry. I will point my face at the microphone while talking. Thank you, Andy. That's what she's here for, to stay on my ass. I'm gonna stay on your ass, biatch. Oh! Yeah, bitches keep coming up short. Fucking, but too short. Mm-hmm. Have you seen my bitch? No, I haven't seen her, but if I do, she gets dick. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you found a hoe that you like. Well, you can't make a hoe a housewife. I've been listening to too much rap music lately. I did. I've been listening to Too Short. I jammed ODB's album. Which album was that? Nigga Please. Jammed Nigga Please the other day. That's a badass album. And Dr. Dre, listen to Dr. Dre, Chronic. Anyway, enough about rap music. Back to making fun of this moron. Okay, so I call the guy to find out what his fucking issue is, because we already knew it was going to happen, that he was not going to show up. Sure enough, here's the sob story that I get. It starts off with, I am unemployed. Oh, boo fucking who? You and a whole bunch of other people in the United States, because Obama's been president for 6 years and the economy's okay now. There's you and a whole bunch of other unemployed people. And you all have free health care because Obamacare passed. And you're on food stamps and welfare and I'm sure all the other shit. Alright, so sob story begins. He's on unemployment and he cannot afford my rates. So he can't show up today, but he wants to know, can I meet with him tomorrow and he will buy me lunch in return for answering all of his questions. Because, and this is the awesome part. If any of you listening to this are photographers who are actually professional or at least semi-professional photographers, you'll, right? Because he wants to become a professional photographer. Oh, don't they all? Yep, I have a camera. I have no idea how to use it. My compositions, by my own admission, lack any pop, lack any wow. I don't know how to get the files off my camera. I don't know how to store them. I don't know how to print them. I don't know how to do anything with them. But you see, I'm unemployed and I have a camera. So I'm going to be a photographer. Because being a photographer, I mean, all you need is just a camera, right? There's no knowledge involved. There's no customer relation skills. There's no people skills. There's no time management. You know, like, for example, making a fucking appointment and showing up on time for the appointment. There's no time management involved in running your own business. And there's certainly no integrity involved in owning your own business, right? Like, for example, when you say, I'm going to do something, you say, I'm going to meet you this day, and you're going to teach me about photography, and I'm going to give you money, you don't actually have to have the integrity to follow through and show up for that. No, you can cancel 37 minutes before it's supposed to happen, because integrity is not necessary to be a professional photographer. All you need in order to be a professional photographer is a camera. And you can just, and money just fucking flows. You get so much fucking money. You just have that camera, money fucking falls out of the sky. Now, those of you who are serious about being professional photographers, those of you who are professional photographers, first of all, those of you who make a living doing photography, actually pay your fucking bills with photography. I'm not talking about you fucking fuckwads out there who take pictures after you get off your 40-hour a week minimum wage job and you charge $20 and you think you're a photographer. You're just a cocksucking fucking cunt, okay? Shut up, whore. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about legit professional photographers, people who work on photography 30, 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You make all your money providing photography service for other people. You know how fucking hard you worked to get where you are. And you know how much it takes on the back end to do what you do. And the idea that some cocksucker who cannot afford $80 and who cannot show up on time for an appointment, that's how much it would cost him, $80 for what he wanted, that's what I was going to charge, $80. He can't afford $80, he can't fucking show up on time, he can't follow through on the commitment. He can't give me notice more than 37 minutes ahead of time. This cocksucker thinks he has the skills to go become a professional photographer. Now, those of you who are attempting to become professional photographers, you know how hard you are currently working to try to make something out of that, because you understand. You're dealing with clients, you're dealing with storage, you're dealing with delivery dates, you're dealing with being on time, you're dealing with showing up, you're dealing with not having your head up your ass, you're dealing with customer service, you're dealing with technology. And so for some cocksucker who doesn't know how to use a computer, doesn't know how to get his photos off of the camera, who is, you know, just, I'm unemployed, so I'm going to be a photographer. No, motherfucker. Being unemployed does not give you the fucking skill set to be a photographer. Having a camera does not make you a photographer any more than having a motherfucking frying pan means I can go to a goddamn 4-star restaurant and be like, hey, I have a frying pan. I'm a motherfucking chef. Okay, I can buy a motherfucking IV bag and some fucking syringes. I'm not a nurse. I can go get a scalpel and some fucking forceps. I'm not a goddamn surgeon. This fucking attitude, and where does this come from? This comes from, you're poor because you're stupid, okay? You're poor because you're stupid. This moron does not understand. The reason he's unemployed and poor is because of who he fucking is, what kind of person he is. Because I guarantee you he does not understand the concept of creating value for other people. He does not understand the concept of following through on commitments. He doesn't understand the concept of reading the information on a motherfucking webpage. He does not understand the concept of integrity. Let's talk about the integrity bit for a minute. The showing up, the following through, the saying you're going to do something, and then doing it. Because this is critical if you're a man. Now, if you're a woman, so here's the thing. I'm talking about this situation to a friend of mine. And by friend, I mean girl that I want to fuck the shit out of. And, you know, I said to her, he canceled last minute, it's really douchebaggy or something. And she said, and her attitude was, well, what's the big deal? That happens to me all the time. Like, well, okay. Now, this girl also has endless stories of people treating her like shit and how she's been dumped on and pooped on and all this other stuff. I'm like, so do you, it happens to you all the time. So what does that tell you? It tells you that maybe you need to have some standards, and stop letting people poop on you. And of course her attitude, because she's a girl, well, that's just the way it is. Well, that is just the way it is, as long as you let it be that way. So remember, of all the sayings I always say that you've heard me say it over and over again, that which you allow is that which will continue. People like this guy, when they do shit like this, get removed from my life. Now, some of you out there would be saying, well, but actually, she said this too. She said, well, if I removed everybody from my life who pooped on me, I wouldn't have any friends. Well, dumbass, even though I really want to fuck you, maybe your friends are not very good friends. Maybe you should be removing them from your life, because then you can replace them with higher quality people. And as we have discussed before, as numerous sociological studies have shown, people become like the people they hang out with, right? Fat people tend to have friends who are fat. Muscleheads tend to have friends who are muscleheads. Rich people tend to be friends with rich people. Poor people hang out with poor people. That's why one of my biggest pieces of advice is to unemployed people, people who become unemployed, they're laid off, fired, whatever. For one of the first things I tell them, whatever the fuck you do, do not hang out with other unemployed people. That is the worst choice you can make. Stay the fuck away from other unemployed people. I've told these stories. One of the best things I did for, if you're new, here's a really brief recap. Something over 4 years, but less than five, I don't remember exactly, I'd have to look. Between 4 and 5 years ago, it was in December, right at the end of December, I was laid off from Colorado State University. And once that happened, and back then I didn't know a lot of the stuff I'm talking about now, and again, this is the voice of experience. This is why when I say unto you, don't fucking hang out with unemployed people, okay, that you're, this is not just me fucking pulling this out of my ass because I hate black people or homosexuals or whatever kind of bullshit you fucking think, okay? I've actually done this. I've lived this. I have this thing called life experience. You don't know anything about that because you're a fucking cocksucker and you're sitting around waiting for Obama to give you money and give you free birth control and give you free healthcare and wipe your ass for you and all this other stuff, okay? This is the fucking real world talking. When I was laid off, I spent a significant amount of my time initially hanging out with other unemployed people. Unemployment, you know, resources, place, whatever the fuck it's called, and going to unconferences for unemployed people and going to seminars for unemployed people and going to organizations like NoCoNet that were supposed to help unemployed people. And it was worthless. It was absolutely fucking worthless. Then I started hanging, I had the opportunity to start spending my time around a group of people who were workers for remote workers for companies in other locations and business owners and freelancers. And as soon as I started working around those people and started not hanging out around the unemployed people, that's when everything started to change. I learned things from them. I made connections through them. We talked about stuff. They brainstormed ideas. I got ideas. They got ideas. And now I have, if we want to talk about quote-unquote jobs where I work somewhere as essentially as a wage slave, right, where they give me money in exchange for stuff, and you know, here's the thing, too, fucking stupid fucking poor people who, you know, in addition to not understanding the difference between creating value and working harder, because it's like when I did the podcast about that stupid cunt Bree Bolin, and in one of those tweets, some, you know, fucker writes, well, you know how stupid it sounds to say people should work harder? It's like, no, you stupid fucker, this is why you're poor. I have never said, nor will I ever say, people should fucking work harder. I said you should create more value. And the fact that you don't know the fucking difference between working harder and creating more value is why you are poor. Working harder means instead of moving 3 wheelbarrows of gravel, you move 5 wheelbarrows of gravel. You haven't really done very much there to make you worth more money. Creating more value means figuring out how to move 5 wheelbarrows worth of gravel without needing a wheelbarrow and using half the people. Right? That's creating value. The fact that you don't know the fucking difference between these two things, right? And what my theater jobs, working harder means pushing more road cases. Creating value means designing and programming the lighting truss. Designing and programming the lighting truss is a lot less physical work than pushing around all the road cases and actually hanging the lights. But it creates more value. Because anybody can fucking push a road case, and actually not anybody can hang a fucking light, because we have a girl working there who has a 4-year fucking college degree from CSU who doesn't know how to hang a fucking moving light. For those of you not in theater, that means nothing to you. But it's a fucking basic skill. 4 years of college, she has no fucking clue what she's doing. Right? She's not creating any value. So there's a fucking difference between working hard and creating value. I really wish I knew what the fuck I was talking about before I went off topic. That'd be great. Randy, the fuck was I talking about? Oh, thank you. Jobs. That's why I love you. That and your fantastically gorgeous butt. God, I want to slap that butt. All right. Jobs. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Randy. I started thinking about your butt again. I got all fucking excited. Jobs. Okay. There I was, unemployed. On unemployment, no fucking job, hanging out with fucking unemployed people, no progress. Start hanging out with people who own their own businesses, who were... Oh, okay, so... All right, there's too much in my brain. Okay. Another thing, those of you who are poor and unemployed don't fucking understand, because you're stupid, which is why you're poor, is that you're always working for somebody else. Again, how many times have I said this? All the money... you will ever have in your life from this moment right now forward, all that money belongs to someone else. To get that money from other people, you either have to steal it, that's called welfare, that's called redistribution of wealth, that's called estate, that's called theft, or you have to exchange value with them to get it. So whether you know, when people say, I work for myself, nobody really works for themselves. We all work for somebody else. We all have a client, right? So it's just a matter of how many degrees of separation are there. So for example, when I do photography work or if I do website work, there's a client right there and I interact directly with the client. I give the website work to that client. The client gives me money, right? There's no middleman between us. That's what we call working for yourself. But it's not actually working for yourself. It's working for this other person. There's always another fucking person. You can't fucking make a living actually working for yourself. It doesn't fucking work that way, because you can't give yourself money you don't already have. I mean, I have to explain this because a lot of you out there, especially those of you who are poor, are really fucking stupid and you don't understand this. So we call that freelancing or self-employment or working for yourself. Then there's wage slave jobs. You know, just whatever, whether it's McDonald's or like me working in theater, whatever. There's that middleman, right? So I work at the theater, and then the theater pays me, but we're doing the stuff at the theater for other people, like touring companies or whatnot, right? So the touring company is the actual client, but there's a middleman. There's a middle step between me and the touring company. So I'm the theater works for the touring company. I work for the theater. So that's the sort of when I talk about a wage slave job. Or a wage-paying job, That's the kind of job I'm talking about there. So I went from being unemployed, no fucking income whatsoever, other than, you know, selling my body for sex, which unfortunately was not paying the bills. Fuck. To having, I now have 1, 2, 3, 4 wage slave jobs. None of them are 40 hours a week, obviously. They're all not just wage slave jobs, but they're wage slave jobs where I more or less get to work at my own discretion to an extent. I mean, again, they're all theater related. They have deadlines where I have to actually fucking show up on time. I have to show up when I say I'm going to show up. I can't fucking send them an email 37 minutes before I'm supposed to be there to fucking design a lighting rig and say, hey, I need you to call me. I have issues. You have to have the fucking integrity to show the fuck up. We're going to come back to that. I'm so far off tangent right now. What else is new, right? I have 4 wage slave jobs. And I have 4 freelance businesses where I work directly for clients. Anyway, back to integrity. So I think that's where I need to go back to as I close all my parentheses here. My friend, the girl I want to have sex with, saying, well, what's the big deal about him flaking out? People flake out on me all the time. And of course, the first response is, well, okay, you need better quality friends. You need to associate with better quality people, because the fact that you are associating with these kind of low quality people helps to explain, it's not the entire reason, but it helps to explain, this brings us back to where I was talking about the people you hang around are the people you're going to be like. Hanging around all of these low quality people is why your life is low quality. If you're looking at your life right now and you think, man, my life sucks, the very first thing you need to do is start purging the people you spend your time with. Because that's a huge chunk of why, again, I know you think I'm just racist and sexist and homophobic and I hate transsexuals and, you know, what, I didn't vote for Obama. I said, no, you know, what the fuck? You tell yourself what the fuck you need to tell yourself so that you can keep on being fucking stupid and poor. Okay, I am fucking telling you. Step number one, if your life sucks, financially, romantically, intellectually, whatever, if your life sucks, step number one, change the people you spend your time with. Now, for a girl to say, well, flaking out doesn't really matter, and again, this is what you expect from a girl. Okay, because for those of you out there who have dated girls, and if you've dated more than, say, 5 girls in your life, right, we know this. Chicks flake out all the fucking time. Chicks are flakier than shit. It's part of their motherfucking DNA. It's part of who they are. Flakiness. Flakiness is what chicks do. Chicks are flaky like fire is hot. As men, you just deal with it. This is, you know, reason number 714 why women shouldn't be in the workplace. Yes, I said that. I'll say it again. This is the reason why I should say most, because again, I know a girl who isn't ever flaky. Yeah, I know, there are exceptions. I know a whole number of women who are never flaky. You know why? I know a number of women, multiple women, multiple women, that's the best kind of sex. You know why I know multiple women who are not flaky? Because flaky people, male or female, get purged from my circle of friends. As a result, the women whom I know, many of whom own their own businesses, one of whom I talked to about this entire situation, and she gave me some brilliant fucking advice on how to handle this, which I am going to implement because she is that fucking smart, because she is a fucking incredibly intelligent businesswoman. The reason why I personally know a number of women who don't flake out is because I have purged my circle of friends of the flaky people. So yes, I know there are some women who are an exception to this. I'm not talking about those women. I'm talking about the 99%, the true, the literal, the 99 out of 100 women who flake out on a regular fucking basis and think nothing of it. Because that's how women are. They've been conditioned, especially the younger ones. They think they're princesses. They think the world revolves around them. They don't need integrity because they have titties. And to an extent, they don't. When you're young and attractive and you're a girl, you don't need integrity because you have titties. Again, we're men. What do? We see a hot chick. We give them resources. We want to give them our cocks. We want to give them money. We want to give them a ride in our car. We want them to come live with us, and not, we won't even charge them any money for rent, right? Because that's what we do. And then they get old, they hit the wall, and they find out, oh shit, I can't get resources for free anymore because my titties are sagging. So for girls to flake out, for a girl to say that, oh, flaking out, no big deal. Yeah, if you're a woman. You see, if you're a man, you have to have integrity if you want to be considered a man by other men. Girls can get away with flaking out because they have titties, and because, let's be honest, men, because we know not to have high expectations for women, because we know women, for the most part, again, I know, you know an exception. Whoop-de-fucking-do, so do I. Talking about the 99%. We know that 99% of women have no integrity. They have no standards. They get by based on the fact that they have titties and the fact that they can get their free birth control and they can get welfare and WIC and food stamps and alimony and child support and sympathy. Oh, you're a single mother. Oh, you're so brave. Oh, because I'm so brave. You're fucking up your child. By being a single mother. Oh, you're so brave. So this guy, he wants to be a photographer. He wants to be a professional photographer. He doesn't fucking have integrity. Well, that's why you're unemployed. You lost your job for a reason. If you were creating a shit ton of value for whomever it was you worked for, you wouldn't be unemployed. Now, you may be saying, oh, but great one. You got laid off from CSU. Obviously, you weren't creating that much value. Relatively speaking, what you say is true, right? There was a department. The department had to make budget cuts. The demands for budget cuts were coming down from the government. Right? People, human beings, because human beings cost a lot of money to employ, human beings had to be removed from the system to cost money. That had to happen. So they had to look at all the people available and say, within our department, we have sub-departments within the department, which of these sub-departments can we most live without? And that was the sub-department that I was in. So yes, relative to all the other departments in our greater department, my department was creating the least amount of value. We were also the lowest paid employees, and we all had jobs that could, without too much difficulty, be farmed out to the other departments. Because when we left, most of what we did still had to get done. It was given to other people. But yes, out of all the available options, we were the option creating the least amount of value for the department. That's why we collectively were laid off. It's a fucking economic fact. And the same thing with this moron. The reason he's unemployed is because he was not creating enough value wherever he was before to keep his job. And now he's poor. And now he wants a handout. He wants me to teach him how to use a computer, how to get his files off the camera, how to use the camera. He wants me to critique his composition and his form and his style. And he wants me to do all of this for the price of lunch. Something you people out there need to understand. Just because you don't have any money does not mean other people should work for free. That's going to be the title of this cast. I'm writing that down. Thank you. All right. Just because you don't have any money does not mean other people should work for you for free. I know you think you're entitled to free shit just because you exist. And I know you think that, well, but you should help me. No. You know, no, it's not going to look good in my portfolio. No, doing volunteer work is not going to help me get more paying jobs. If you're a freelancer, you've heard this one before. Well, if you do this free work, I'll advertise to all of my friends. Again, what have I said before? What will we talk about right now? What will I say again in the future? When someone says, if you work for me for free, I will give you advertising to all of my friends. The fact that this person cannot afford to pay you tells you that the people who are his friends are also people who cannot afford to pay you, because people hang out with other people who are like them. If the person telling you, I'm going to give you free advertising in exchange for your work because I can't afford to pay you, no, they're just going to give you this free advertising to other people who are going to want you to do stuff for free. That's why I do not do shit unless I'm getting paid anymore. Whether it's theater, whether it's photography, I have a very select number of people that I will do free photography for. By select, I mean two. That's it. Give a fuck how much I like you? Doesn't matter. You are paying, and you are paying the full fucking price. If you cannot afford the full fucking price, go fuck yourself. Because your free advertising is not going to help. And I am not a fucking charity. Okay? Just because you don't have any money, and especially because you choose to cancel on our appointment 37 fucking minutes before we're supposed to meet. And then he's like, can we meet tomorrow? It's like, dude, you just fucking flaked out on me right now. I lost. I planned my entire day around him. I turned down two other paying gigs in order to meet with him. Then he flakes out. So I lost those. I could have taken one of those other two paying gigs. I lost that because of him. So he's like, can you meet with me tomorrow? No, I can't meet with you tomorrow, you stupid motherfucker. Why in the fuck would I trust you to show up tomorrow? You don't have any integrity. And that's why you're poor. I don't bother with the other side. I don't need to. I am always right. Every fucking word I have said in this entire fucking cast is right. You're poor because you're stupid.